the entertainment docket for the week of January 6th, 2014. I'm your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and freshly spanking New Year baby, Melissa Hansen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I'm old.
Yeah.
Old. Feeling old.
Yeah, well, the New Year kind of has a way of doing that to people.
I know, because I was going to, like, hit the ground running and be like, yeah. Woo, enjoy this great stuff, and I'm like... Yeah, maybe next week.
This whole new year, new you bullshit keep. Yeah,
I made one resolution this year.
Yeah,
I've gotten to the point in my life too. I don't really do it because it's bullshit. I'm not gonna do it for longer than a week, anyhow.
Yeah,
but my one is to stay away from rude and crazy people.
Oh, good luck with that, because they're everywhere.
They are, and they like have been infiltrating my life recently.
Yeah.
The past couple months, like I just whatever. And I had weird stuff. I had a friend, like, give me this weird response to something. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah. Like, somebody else must have been saying something about me.
Ah, gotcha.
True. And then I've got people, like, blocking me on Facebook, and I don't really know why. Obviously, I did something absolutely horrible, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I don't remember killing anyone's child, but I must have.
Hey.
Because I don't even know. So anyhow, no, the past couple months have been like, I know people are talking crap about me that's not true, but it's like, how do you, unless it's right there, how do you deal with it?
Well, that's when you stop caring, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at. So anyhow, yeah. That's my resolution. Yeah. It's just those people I'm just not even going to deal with. Yep. Thank you. Goodbye.
What anybody thinks of you is none of your business.
That is a really easy thing to
say. I know.
And very true.
Yeah.
I would make my life much easier if I could buy into it. I'm working on it.
All right. Well, did you manage to fit in any entertainment over what was left of the holidays?
Did.
Oh, good.
That's what we did around the holidays. Actually, Brave the Mall for one of them because we had a gift card for the theater.
Okay.
So saw American Hustle.
Oh, nice.
And saw Anchorman 2.
Oh, well, that's quite a contrast there.
It is quite a contrast. And which one did I think was brilliant and which one did I think was eh?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I thought American Hustle was eh.
Really?
It's big. It's going to win all the awards and everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Eh. Certainly wasn't bad.
Okay.
But certainly was not. Christian Bale kind of rocked it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a ridiculous character and he just went full in.
Well, he does that with everything, doesn't he?
Yeah. And this was like, normally he loses like 100 pounds or whatever.
Okay.
For his roles. This was a gain one.
Wow.
He's fat and ugly and thinning hair and just, yeah, kind of nasty. Yeah. So it's about these like con artists. So Christian Bale and Amy Adams, con artists, get hooked up working for the FBI, like, so they don't get, you know, thrown in jail. Crazy FBI agent, Bradley Cooper. So you have this kind of funny, over the top crazy.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Lawrence plays Christian Bale's wife. Funny, over-the-top, crazy. We've seen these characters. This is the Jersey version of their Silver Linings Playbook character. We've seen them do this, and we've seen them do it for David O. Russell, too.
Right.
Who directed both.
Yep.
It was nothing new. It was nothing amazing. There was some fun stuff. There was some draggy stuff. It was good.
Yeah.
It was not award-winning. It was not amazing. It was not... And talking about, yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, I'd be so, how great she is. I'm like, again, it's the Jersey version kind of thing.
Okay.
The 70s version of her Silver Linings character.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Eh.
And they cut my scene.
Yeah, and they cut your scene. That's what I was going to say. There's just like... Good-looking news guy.
No.
That totally makes the movie.
No. 20 plus.
No, so Michael's actually in it, but yeah, doesn't have lines. Kind of cut his line.
Yeah.
But, yes, American Hustle, nothing impressed.
Yeah.
With that one. Except Elizabeth Rome.
Oh.
Isn't it from Law & Order and from Angel?
Yeah.
Sat there the whole time going, who the hell is that?
Oh.
And didn't, not to the credits, did I figure out it was her.
Oh.
I think props to her.
Well, I did that with Thor because I didn't realize Zachary Levi was playing Fondral.
Ah.
One of the Warriors Three, and I get to the end credits, I'm like, oh my God.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's always a good actor when you don't, like, completely recognize him off the bat.
Right.
But, like I said, the other thing I saw, Anchorman 2, loved it.
Okay.
I know some people said, like, not as good as the first. I think it was great. I think if you like the first one, I don't know how you couldn't like this. It's the same characters, you know, kind of same, some of the same scenarios, some of the same type of lines. But I think they changed the setting enough. They're in New York. It's the start of 24-hour, you know, cable news.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the setup. Can they make it in this thing, which everybody thinks is ridiculous?
Okay.
And this idea of, like, what the fuck do you put on for 24 hours?
Right.
You know, normally you have 22 minutes to recap the day's news. What do you put on? And you put on a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
And you give the people what they want to see, not what they need to see. Kind of thing. But the, so yeah, if you like the first one, I think I like this one.
Okay.
So I can't see how you're not. And like some of the new players, like James Marsden is in it, who I'm not a huge fan, but he fit this character. Greg Kinnear is in it. But then you get all these insane cameos.
Like?
Insane. Like Harrison Ford is in this movie.
Wow.
Like really, Harrison Ford. And then it's just, I don't want to give, like, everything away.
No, I understand.
Yeah, you have, whatever. You have Sacha Baron Cohen's in it, yeah. Marion Cotillard's in it, Will Smith, and this is all cameo stuff.
Yeah.
But still, Kanye did very good. God. Of course, he had, like, five lines, but, you know. Anyhow, I can't believe I'm saying that. That should be my Kardashian news. I saw Kanye on the big screen and didn't vomit. That's news.
Nice.
Anyhow.
Well, I got one movie in this past week. It was actually in preparation for an audition because I had read the play, Tracy Letts' play, August, Osage County.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie had just, I got a screener from the Screen Actors Guild and saw that. And it's a different take. It's a subtler take. It's a more introspective.
But Tracy Letts doesn't do subtle.
Yeah, he did for this, though. Okay. So he toned down his own. I mean, the play itself.
I'm saying the play.
Yeah, is balls to the wall. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tracy Letts doesn't do like doesn't do subtle. I can see them changing it.
Total dysfunctional family. I mean, in your face, everybody's fighting with everybody else. Nobody gets along. There's a bunch of fist fights in it, and John Wells, who co-created ER. Directed the film, and Tracy rewrote, you know, adapted his own screenplay, and they wind up showing you more than telling, which is true of the medium.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get a lot of the exposition, and some of the characters are toned down or reduced significantly in this. But the performances are great. I mean, Meryl Streep is the one who often gets, you know, the spotlight. But I tell you, Julia Roberts owns Meryl Streep's ass in this movie.
Wow.
I have never seen anybody go toe-to-toe with Meryl Streep like Julie Roberts did here.
Good for her.
And it's really amazing and fascinating to watch. So just for that, those two alone, you need to see this movie. Chris Cooper's in it. He does a fantastic job. Julian Nicholson from Law & Order does a nice job with a smaller role. Juliette Lewis, is always so weird to me. I can never... you know, quite understand whether I like her or don't.
She's intriguing to watch.
Yeah. Dermot Mulroney has a small role in this, which I don't think I don't think he took the character as far as the character in the script goes. He could be a hell of a lot sleazier than he is, but anyways, Abigail Breslin has a small role in this. Ewan McGregor has a small role in this. So, great cast. It's a good movie. If you are uncomfortable, you know, if dysfunctional families push your buttons and you have stuff, your own shit that you're dealing with, you probably don't want to see this because it's going to raise a lot of your own crap. But it also makes you feel very good that your family is not as crazy as some other families are.
Mm-hmm. That's why we watch reality TV.
Ugh, I can't stand reality TV.
Yeah, we're up with the Kardashians. Woo!
Oh my God. So anyways, box office this week. I was surprised because...
Well, all the kids are out of school, and they're still out of school in a lot of places because they're
good.
Closing because of the weather, but Frozen back on top.
All right.
Frozen with 20 million.
Yeah.
For the weekend, and then Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was another one coming.
I didn't either. Who cares? Well, yeah. You all did for 18 million worth.
Because they were doing it around Halloween time, so it was
kind of... Yeah, it's kind of not typical Christmas.
Yeah.
But for those of you who didn't want to see, you know, animation.
Yeah.
Because that Hobbit, number 3 with about 16 million, and The Wolf of Wall Street with 13.5. And then American Hustle just over 13.
Yeah. Yeah. The real surprise for me this week was Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah, not so good there.
No, and given how much advertising and for as long as that trailer's been around,
I know.
I'm really surprised.
That's the other one I wanted to see, and just timing and stuff.
Yeah.
I ended up seeing the other two. But yeah, that hasn't even grossed $50 million yet. Total was $8 million this weekend.
My whole family went New Year's Day to see it. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Other things I had to get done. But they all loved it.
Okay.
So it may be one of those things that people are just not going, but you know, when they rediscover it or whatever, they'll love it. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
This coming week, August, Osage County actually gets its wide release. It had been limited in New York and L.A.
Oh, got to catch up on other stuff. Wait.
I know. Joaquin Phoenix in Her, which I've heard from friends in L.A., is a fantastic film.
Yeah.
Kellan Lutz gets his turn to play Hercules in The Legend of Hercules. Now, it's my understanding that he's now dating Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I think that's the rumor.
Okay. That she broke up with Hunger Games. And then Peter Berg has a new Navy SEAL tale called Lone Survivor that opens on Friday.
Yeah, which is based on true story.
Okay.
About a group of soldiers? No, you said Navy SEALs.
It was Navy SEAL, yeah.
I'm paying attention. That went in with, like, little undercover tasks, and there was a lone survivor. And his job in real life has been to tell the story.
Okay.
Of his teammates and what happened to them. So they are not forgotten. He did not die in vain, and he's been speaking about it for a long time. And so now he is getting it on the big screen.
If you are not going to the multiplex this week, you want to see what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray, head over to DVDverdict.com. We've got TV on DVD is the prolific format this week. We've got Duck Dynasty Season 4. And God knows how much publicity they've gotten in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, thanks for giving him more.
Boy. And I guess his suspension, is it Phil or I don't remember.
Yeah, they lifted that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that last week, so we didn't do a show up. So, yeah.
So they'll be back. Archer, Season 4, the FX animated comedy, who stars half of the Arrested Development cast. We've got BBC's original series, Copper. I should say BBC America's original series, Copper, Season 2. We've got Kevin Bacon's thriller show, The Following, Season 1.
Yeah.
And then, did you see that?
I watched the first few episodes. I was excited for it because I love Kevin Bacon, and it left me very cold. I did not continue watching it. I don't know, but maybe I'll give it another try because I know other people who like it. So maybe now that it's out like this, I'll try it again.
All right. And then the one theatrical film that's of note this week is Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck in the gambling kind of thriller Runner.
Oh, yeah.
So that's on DVD and Blu-ray. Over at Redbox, big stuff. We've got The Wolverine. We've got The Lone Ranger. The guys behind The State give us Hell Baby. unbelievable. And then the documentary on Steve Jobs called Jobs, which a lot of people did not like. So either that or they just did not like Steve Jobs when they actually found out what kind of guy he was.
Right, yeah. He's kind of a love him or hate him kind of guy. Yeah.
So figure that one out for yourself. Over at Netflix, a lot has been made that they were purging a number of their films and television series that had been available for quite some time. But there's a bunch of new stuff that's available and a couple things that have come back. So Tom Cruise and Jack Reacher is available this week.
Ooh.
Talking about Christian Bale, American Psycho.
Yes.
Which we mentioned that Matt Smith is doing the Broadway version, or should say, you know, in the West End. Robert De Niro's Raging Bull, which plays into the whole movie that he's got out right now with Sylvester Stallone.
Right.
And then Kurt Russell is back in John Carpenter's cult classic Big Trouble in Little China.
Ooh,
which
nice.
If you've never seen that, you owe it to yourself because it is a brilliant film. I've only seen it like 100 times. Over at Hulu this week, Triple H from the WWE is kind of picking up Dwayne Johnson's leftovers, apparently, because he's going to play a bus driver in The Chaperone.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
Didn't Dwayne do something like called The Nanny or something like that?
He's got a bunch of kids kind of.
The Tooth Fairy and
movies. Yes. Yeah, I know. All right. That's, yeah, obviously the logical next step after beating somebody's brains out in a ring.
You do family comedy.
Excellent.
Yep.
All right, fun.
And then we've got some classic, well, semi-classic, 80s, 90s comedies. Spaceballs from Mel Brooks, which was not one of my favorite of the Mel Brooks films. Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton and Terry Garr.
That's fun.
And then Zemeckis. Robert Zemeckis. Why couldn't I think of his first name? That was really weird. I completely blacked out. I was going to say Paul. No, that's not it. Death Becomes Her.
George.
With Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn and Bruce Willis.
I did not like that one. That was a weird one.
It was very weird. Very.
And I like weird things.
Yeah.
You know, but that one left again. Didn't.
Was
it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's all I've got for physical and streaming media this week.
All right. Well, we're getting back to regular, and then we're also getting new shows. So the stuff that was on hiatus for the past few weeks, a lot of it's back, same time, same night, all that. But Monday, we also have the premiere of The Bachelor on ABC.
He's a Latin guy this time, right?
Oh, I care.
I heard the radio spot, and he's like some single, they called him the single soccer dad.
All right, then. Sure. Anyhow, one thing that is ending, I was wondering how they were going to keep this going a whole season, and obviously it's a short one, Hostages on CBS, season finale. And then this isn't new, but in case you are late to the party on this one, Monday night NBC is rerunning the pilot for Blacklist.
Oh.
And then rerunning the last two episodes before they took a bit of a break, which are like insanely good.
Okay.
So if you want to get into it, you can get into it Monday night and then, you know, join us for the rest of the season. Antiques Roadshow next season is back on PBS on Monday night also. Tuesday night, we have Killer Women, the premiere on ABC, which is about, like, female Texas Rangers.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. And then Intelligence, which is, like, a spy thing on CBS. Justified is back on FX, and Cougar Town on TBS for another season. Wednesday night, there's a David Blaine magic special on ABC.
Somebody make him disappear?
Yeah, so I was surprised. I'm like, ooh, he's still doing that. Okay. Wednesday night, also on CBS, is the People's Choice Award. And then Chicago PD premieres on NBC. Which is, I don't know if it's technically a spinoff, but it's a fire.
It is, yeah.
So, Friday night, new show Enlisted is premiering on Fox, which is about siblings in the military together. Helix is premiering on Sci-Fi Channel, also on Friday night. And then Sunday, we have the Golden Globes on NBC. We can make all the Golden Globes boob jokes like we all do every year. I will be. Join me. Music this week. Peter Gabriel. The album's called And I'll Scratch Yours.
Yeah.
It's the whole Scratch My Back and I'll Scratch Yours.
Ah.
He did an album a couple years ago where he recorded other people's songs. And this is the follow-up where a bunch of people record his songs. So it's technically not him, even though his name's on the label. Andy Griffith has an album out.
What?
Yeah.
Is he like Tupac from the dead? He comes...
It's a bunch of spiritual stuff that he had recorded called Icon. It's, that is out this week. Right. And then we have Wolf of Wall Street. Various artists. So soundtrack to that. And then August Osage County. That soundtrack is out too.
Yeah, you know what? Really not impressive in terms of a soundtrack. They play Lay Down Sally like 10 times from Eric Clapton.
Well, I mean, good song, but yeah. That's not going to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Literature this week. We have a new edition of Flowers in the Attic.
What?
By V.C. Andrews, because it is a Lifetime movie.
What?
In the movie for Lifetime. And so they are re-releasing the paperback in the media tie-in version. Yeah. So The Execution, Jeremy Fisk series number 2 by Dick Wolf.
Oh.
The TV guy.
Yeah.
I'll know his name from that. Well, he's got the second in his series, novels, out.
Good.
And then this is the book I'm in the middle of. Kristen Chen. It's called Soy Sauce for Beginners. It's actually a 30-year-old woman, kind of midlife-y crisis. And her family runs a soy sauce company in Singapore, even though she was living in the States. Anyhow, I'm in the middle of it. And it's actually, I am reading it before it came out because Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
As a new, you can borrow a book a month, but you can also choose from 4 different books that are coming out like a month before they actually hit the shelves.
On your Kindle?
On your Kindle to read
it.
So anyhow, that one is out, so I give it a thumbs up, at least the first half of it. Huh. For the kiddies, new Captain Underpants, and the Attack of the Talking Toilet.
Oh, boy.
So that is out. This week. And then James Carville and Mary Madeline.
America's favorite disputing political
Republican people. And Democrat out there.
Yep.
They have a new one. They've written books before. It's called Love and War. 20 years, 3 presidents, 2 daughters, and 1 Louisiana home.
Wow. I didn't know they had 2 daughters.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so they had a couple who are older now because obviously they've been together like 20 years.
Yeah.
Jane Pauley.
Oh.
Has one out. And it's not just a memoir. It's more of a self-helpy, but it's kind of based on lessons she's learned. Hmm. Your Life Calling, Reimagining the Rest of Your Life.
You know, she and Joan London kind of disappeared for as much as they were on the news talk scene. When
yeah.
they retired, they just faded into obscurity. So it's good to see them back. Joan London's doing like infomercials now.
Yeah.
But, interesting.
Okay. And then Chef Rocco Despirito has a new one. It's a cookbook, but it's also a diety health book. The Pound a Day Diet. Lose up to 5 pounds in 5 days by eating the foods you love. And it's actually, he's a big Italian cook.
Yeah.
And this is something he's been doing. He's kind of shifted to doing lighter, healthier things. Are all the big Park and Rex fan or Will and Grace fans need to get your little butts to New York in April?
Why?
It's going to be off Broadway, but Char White's Anna Purna is the name of it. But it's going to be starring Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally.
Oh, the husband and wife team. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, so that you are definitely going to want to see if you are fans of them. Kind of thing, seeing them working together.
Yeah. Oh,
how cool.
2 very talented people in their own rights.
Yeah, absolutely.
Entertainment news.
Yep.
We got a couple of deaths.
Producer,
I know, right? Producer Saul Zance, who had an amazing track record. I think he was in the music business before he got into the film business. Great personality, older gentleman. He was 92. But he brought us films like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Amadeus, The English Patient, you know, kind of highbrow, heady stuff, but still incredible pieces of art. And then we also lost Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers this week.
Yes.
He was only 74, and these days that's kind of young. Our sympathies go out to their family and friends. Now we get into the weird stuff.
Oh, so, yay!
Steven Seagal is considering running for governor of Arizona.
Yes, he is.
I mean, hey, Jesse Ventura did it in Minnesota. And Arnold
right.
did
and
it
Steven
Seagal's
been doing, like, actual law stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like right along with the police.
He's like technically something.
He's
somebody gave him a badge for something.
Yes, I know.
He somehow bought a badge.
Oh, God.
Got it in his box of Cracker Jack.
Wow.
And has been wearing it around. No. So, I'm okay.
I suppose. And if that wasn't weird enough, Clay Aiken is considering running for Congress.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
Like North Carolina, right?
Yeah, where is he from? Is that where he's from originally?
I think it's where he lives now, at least.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know. How many Idol fans do we have out there that will tell us this in about 2 seconds?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Ogunquit Playhouse last year here in Maine in the summer. And that drew all sorts of people in to see him. But, like, okay. One of the
kids. Yeah, go to the polling place. I don't know.
Little Annalise, who did Shrek with us this fall, was telling, she was in that show as part of the kids' chorus, and she said that Clay taught them how to do shadow puppets with his butt.
Nice.
Like, is this really a story you want to be spreading around about Clay Aiken using his butt to teach kids things? Yeah.
Is that a story you want to be spreading around?
Maybe. I don't know. Yikes. Julian Fellowes is hinting that the end of Downton Abbey is imminent. That probably the next series will be the last.
Oh, no.
So that story just broke today. Here's a shocker for you. Audrina Patridge admits that Some of the Hills on MTV was faked.
No.
Shocking. Shocking, I tell you. All right. And then Shia LaBeouf is still continuing to be an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear this thing about the skywriting?
He's such a... So, he basically, his latest, like, film he did, like, it's his film, not just acting in it.
Yeah.
He totally plagiarized it. From, is it a comic book or graphic novel?
Yeah, Daniel Clowes, graphic novels.
Graphic novel. I get the terminology wrong.
It's all right.
Yeah, so he plagiarized it. He got busted. And so he started apologizing, like, daily. But all of his apologies were plagiarized. And then there was one very recent apology. It was basically, I'm sorry you all thought I was being serious when I was actually mocking you. And then he had a skywriter. Like, write an apology from him. And now I think he's claiming he's mentally ill and it's totally not his fault.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Uh-huh.
Great.
All right, then.
Just great. That's all the entertainment news I have this week.
Okay. Well, all you out in L.A., get the hell off the streets.
Why?
Because, well, Kylie Jenner turned 16 a few months ago and got her license. Well, just with it, like 2 weeks after she got her license, she caused like a 3-car crash.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, this was like in August. Anyhow, she just got arrested for speeding again in like her huge, massive, whatever it is, highly expensive SUV.
Uh-huh.
It's like a freaking tank on the street.
Well, who was it? Who was it that really caused? Who killed? It was Brandy, right? When I was
Brandy killed somebody. Nicole Richie. Did she actually kill somebody, or she just hurt somebody? She went the wrong way on a ramp, and yeah, there's a lot of actually. Rebecca Gayhart killed somebody.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, who else? There's a bunch of celebrities that have caught. Somebody from Prison Break went to jail.
Oh,
most of them get off on technicalities and crap.
Yeah, well, that's the
whole one of the guys
thing.
Prison Break went to jail for a while because hit somebody and he was drunk and yeah. So anyhow, the next one we read about maybe Kylie.
Well, you heard about the news about her sister this weekend, right?
Which one?
That she is upsetting all of the One Direction fans because she's now dating Harry Styles of One Direction.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so next week it'll be somebody else.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. Do we have a new contest this week?
We do. China Beach.
Ooh.
Season 2.
Flashback.
Kind of, I don't know, is it a classic TV series yet?
I don't know if you'd ever call it classic because I don't think it was that popular.
Oh, you know? I liked it.
Yeah, there were a lot of people who
liked it. It was Dana Delaney.
Yes.
Not complain about that.
Yeah. And Mark Kalkenberger.
Yep. Yeah, that was Mark Kalkenberger. Ricky Lake was even on that one.
Robert Picardo from Star Trek.
Yeah, it had quite a, you know, yeah, probably, well, when Marv was on, what's it called?
CSI. That,
yeah. I mean, she was probably the biggest one from it, but yeah. Anyhow, so the second season of that on DVD is our contest this week.
Nice. Well, as always, we thank you guys for tuning in and reading our reviews at DVDVerdict.com and checking out our entertainment news at TheDailyVerdict.com and listening to our podcast at DVDVerdictPresents.com.
Phew, that's a lot.
I know, I know. In any case, we'll be back next week with more fun and excitement and enlightenment. But until then, Melissa Ann, take it away.
One day, I thought I'd see her with her daddy by her side and violins would play Here Comes the Bride. But here comes goodbye.